Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy basketball. The Pokes have won four in a row, 91-86 double overtime win over Colorado State last night at Moby Gym. We've got junior guard Justin James joining us. 25 points, 10 rebounds. All right, you've had four 30-point games this month. You've had some double-doubles as well. I know it's a team game. I know I get all that. But for you, 30-point game or double-double, which one do you like better?
Kind of the double-double because it shows I'm just doing more. You know, I'm doing more for the team. You know, if I'm just scoring 30, that means I'm kind of just scoring. You know, so seeing that double-double is definitely I definitely like seeing that double-double.
You know, being a member of the media and everything like that, listen, I love watching you guys play. You're fun to watch. But even last night I was telling myself, I was like, man, these guys are driving me crazy with the being down double digits up at halftime and everything.
Yeah.
Do you drive yourselves crazy at times whenever it goes like that?
Yeah, for sure, you know, because it's just like whenever we have a lead, sometimes, you know, we'll lose it, or whenever we're down a lot, you know, we'll just catch up just like that, you know. It definitely frustrates us, you know, that we just can't string together a full 40-minute game. But, you know, it just shows the veteran group of our guys, you know, and being able just to continue to play through, you know, regardless of whatever the score or the time was, you know, we believed that we were going to win the game, and we did.
Can you pinpoint on why that is? Listen, you've won four in a row, like I said, and come crunch time, or as I said earlier, come the nut-cutting time, you guys are right there ready to get the win. But have you put your finger on it? Have the coaches put their finger on it on why that hasn't been able to happen more consistently, the play that you've been able to show at times?
I mean that's kind of the golden question. You know, I feel like that's what every team struggles with. Like throughout the country, whether it's the NBA or college, you know, just trying to play a full 40-minute or 48-minute game, you know. Mm-hmm. Ours are more, you know, drastic, you know, with the 15-point lead change and stuff like that. But, you know, all Coach says is he just continues to harp on the things that, like we were succeeding on, you know. And whenever we get away from those things, he addresses it, and we just try to get back to what we were doing right, you know. So just continue to focus on the little things and whatever we were doing to win that game. That's just all we really need to focus on.
Well, I think I've got the solution. Just get down. Just start the game down 16-0, and then you're good to go right after that.
Then
right?
We'll be ready to play for the full 40 minutes.
Yeah, just be ready to play right there. I want to get into this though, because you know you guys tied an NCAA record with your sixth overtime win of the season. Obviously, that's never happened to you before at the collegiate level. Have you ever played this many overtime games all in your career?
Yeah, never.
It's nuts.
Yeah, it's definitely crazy. It definitely shows, you know, the balance, you know, in this league. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like from 1-8 or 1-9 or whatever. It's just any team could win the game at any given night. You know, so you really have to come up and be ready to play. And it shows with all the overtime games that we play.
I mean, are you guys tired having played three straight overtime games, including a couple double overtime games? Is there any fatigue setting in, or do you get enough rest in between?
Yeah, I mean, not really. I mean, we're 19, 20, and 21 years old. You know, our legs don't really need that much time to, you know, get back right. Coach does a great job of making sure we get our treatment, we get our nutrition in, and, you know, he does the right practice scheduling, you know, to have us ready for the games. And we're usually ready pretty much every game.
Justin James joining us here on the program. Cowboys getting ready to take on Fresno State as they return home for their next two games. So take me through last night, the comeback. You kind of got it started when you guys were down 16. You hit a couple three-pointers right there to get it going. What was the mindset? When it's 5 minutes left, you're down 16, what do you do? Is that Justin James' time? Did you plan on taking over? How was that? How did that go?
It never really comes to my mind that it's, you know, it's my time to shine or whatever. It's just whenever I see opportunity, I just try to take advantage of the opportunity every time, you know, whether it's in the first half or the second half. In the second half, you know, I continue to see opportunities, you know, that would benefit me and the team, like those 2 3-pointers. You know, I shot the same 2 3-pointers in the first half. I just missed them, you know, so I just continue just to play my game, continue to play confident, you know, and we were successful.
You got the game-tying three from Nye. Maybe not the guy that everybody thought was going to shoot or make that. He doesn't take many three-pointers, to be honest with you. But, man, that shows a lot of confidence right there with that young man. And I'm curious, though. So he hits the shot. You guys have to play defense for 10 more seconds. Is that, like, the longest 10 seconds there to play, be able to have to play defense?
For sure. Because, you know, the first thing we want to do is celebrate or, you know, just hurry up and get to the bench and get the overtime, you know. But we need to get that stop at that moment. Yeah, you know, big-time shot from Nye. You know, he's a confident kid. We have, you know, like how I've been saying this whole season, this is a confident team, and we definitely put our pride in our numbers and how deep we are. You know, and I just showed last game.
What does it say about this team to be able to win games are on the line? Not necessarily when you're down big, but when games are on the line – and you guys are right there because a lot of these games have come down to the end.
Yeah.
Is that preparation? Is that what is that about this team to be able to make the plays at the end of games or overtimes to get wins?
Yeah, it's definitely preparation. And it's definitely just the experience and the veteran group of this team. You know, all of us have been in that situation. I mean, as you know, a lot of times. And me being the leader on the team, it's just my job to just keep them focused and keep them composed on the job that, you know, that's at hand. You know, it's like it's the same shot, it's the same defensive assignment, it's the same rebound that you need to get in the first half, but it's just 30 seconds on the clock, you know. But whoever can stay focused for that much longer is the one who's usually going to succeed. And, you know, with the veteran group that we have, that's what we've been doing.
You know, you're on a nice little run, having won four games in a row, and you've gone from when you lost to CSU the last time at home to being 2-3 to now being 6-3 and in the top three of the Mount West Conference, and you've got a chance to make a little run here at home. So yeah. All games are important, JJ, you know that. But how big is this stretch right here to get these home wins for you guys?
Yeah, Coach E has put these three games, you know, he highlighted these three games, and he said this is, these are three games that are either going to separate us or bring us back into the pack. You know, we have a chance to go 8-3 with these next three games, and we have a good chance of doing that, you know, with our home crowd, you know, and just being back home. So, you know, we'll be excited for it.
You guys have wins over league-leading Nevada and second-place Boise State. Those two teams combined have three losses, but two of them are to you guys, and one of them beat the other team. Do you guys feel... and I know those were at home, but do you guys feel like you guys are contenders in this league right now, or is it still too soon to talk about that?
No, of course. I feel like every time we step on the court, regardless of who we're playing, we're the best team on the floor. With the talent that we have, with the veteran group that we have, you know, with me, AD, Al, Gorsk, Lou, Cody, Nye, and just, you know, the full group that we have and the numbers that we put into it. Yeah, like I really feel like, you know, in a 40-minute game, we can beat anybody.
JJ, Coach Edwards says, you know, with the number of three-pointers that are shot, I know, you know, it's just the nature of the beast with today's game. It's a three-point shooter's game, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel like you rely on it too much or not at times? Do you feel like you can kind of get settled in a little bit of a, I don't say a rut a little bit with three-point shooting?
I mean, there's definitely, you know, moments in the game where, you know, we could have got a better shot.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're a team who shoots the ball, you know, and the last thing you need is some shooters who aren't confident to shoot the ball, you know. So, and Coach always tells us, whenever open on balance, you know, take the shot, you know, that you feel like taking.
Right.
And, you know, and that's the confidence that we have in our team. So, I mean, I don't feel like we're taking too much because, you know, that's just a three-point shooting ability that we have. You know, whenever we make them, we're not shooting too much, but right. Whenever we miss them, we shoot too much.
It's amazing how that happens, right? You miss them, you shoot too many. You make them, you don't shoot enough.
We're great shooters, yeah.
it's
okay, though.
You know, Fresno State coming up on Saturday, and I know you guys haven't seen them in terms of on the floor just yet, but I'm sure you've seen some games or seen what they're all about.
Uh-huh.
So is this kind of a typical Fresno team that you've seen the last couple of years?
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Okay. You know, real physical, real tough team. Definitely really athletic. A team who likes to take you off the dribble, you know, beat you with their athleticism, and, you know, just get a lot of downhill drives, a lot of layups, a lot of threes. So our game plan, you know, would just to be containing them, you know, and just playing our game, stick to our principles, and we'll be fine.
Justin, keep up the good work, man. It's been a pleasure watching you play this stretch, man. You've been tearing it up. So have the Cowboys. Good luck against Fresno Saturday. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, man.